Guys, do you know who your man's celebrity crush is? We talk about it on the show from time to time.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You guys have shared your celebrity crushes, your hall pass, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but who they say could be a red flag.
If he says Selena Gomez, he can do almost anything with a Home Depot credit card in the right YouTube video. Christina Hendricks, he likes superhero movies, and although he's a highly functional adult, when the lights go down, he will want to call you mommy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, right.
That's a girl from Mad Men, right?
Yes.
Christina Hendricks.
Uh-huh.
Johansson, he is scrutable. Elevated bar food. Zendaya, he's a happy lover boy. Christina Ricci, he's a depressed lover boy.
What's
Sofia
that?
Vergara, he is packing heat. Meg Ryan.
I'm Sofia Vergara. Packing heat. Packing heat!
That mean a gun.
We don't know what kind of heat it is.
It could be an STD. I don't know.
Very sweaty. We do know that.
Hell.
It might be a hot sauce in my pocket.
It might be gas. We don't know.
Oh, definitely for sure.
Definitely for gas.
So that's mine, Sofia Vergara.
Okay.
He is not packing heat. Monica Bellucci, he is a snob. Tina Fey, he is a slob. Rachel McAdams, he likes a barefoot woman in a floral sundress who always laughs at his jokes because he's not funny at all. Anya Taylor-Joy, he spends thousands of dollars a year on his nerdy hobby, but the tires on his car are bald.
That's funny. It's ridiculous.
Wow. That's a lot of different names in there.
So, Jason, you're still as Margot Robbie, right?
Yeah, I guess overall it's her. Mm-hmm. I know Katie told me she's coming out in a new movie.
Wuthering Heights.
It's out.
Yeah.
Okay, and is it kind of
sexual?
Risque?
Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
It's very risque.
Yes, the one movie she was really risque in was the Will Smith movie. I forgot what it was called.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Was it Focus? It was a Will Smith movie that...
Focus.
It's called Focus.
Okay, and then also Wolf of Wall Street was very risque.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's based off of... Wuthering Heights is based off of a novel, but from... It's rated R, number one. And then number two, based off of the things, the scenes that I've seen from the movies, it's very sexual, yes.
With
Jacob Elordi.
There's still a rating, and maybe I haven't heard it in a while. I know rated R, you need to go in with... another, like a parent or parental consent. But there used to be a rating called NC-17, which you had to be 17 no matter what. Does that still exist?
The rating still exists. I just don't really see those come out in theaters very often. It's rare.
Or do they just normally go straight to streaming? Or like
I don't know what the last one was, but I remember I was like, what? NC-17? Jeez.
According to a quick search, the most recent prominent movie to be officially rated NC-17 was Blonde. In 2022, which was the Marilyn Monroe biopic.
Well, it's on Netflix.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think probably the higher you get in those ratings, or NC-17, might affect the sales.
Well, yeah, we looked up the other day. I think there's one movie in the top 50 all-time blockbusters or box office that was rated R. The rest were either G, PG, or PG-13.
Wow.
So you're kind of a lot of audience for sure. So Matt, who's your hall pass still?
Or just it's Alexandra Daddario.
Yeah. She didn't name she didn't name that. Did you at
one
point?
Jared, you mentioned her as
yours. I'm changing mine to her.
Well,
I like her.
Yeah, she's very pretty. That's my husband's too.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
All three of us.
Yep.
I don't think Jason knows what she looks like, cuz it'd be all four.
It would be. She's so pretty.
She's not blonde.
Mm-mm.
Well,
is she not?
No.
She's a brunette.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
You thinking of Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah.
Because they were
She's similar to Sydney Sweeney.
No, Daddario. It's True Detective. That's where I first saw her.
Yeah,
well, yeah,
she was
that's
in True Detective.
Are.
Then they were in White Lotus season one together.
Oh, that's right.
Sydney Sweeney.
That's right.
Yeah,
I mean, it ain't going to go wrong either way.
Mm-mm.
There's that.
Yeah.
There's that.
All right, now, and Katie, who's yours, since we're going to leave you out?
My female celebrity crush?
Oh, male.
I mean, okay.
You can do both.
Well, I was going to go female since we're talking about
fine.
That.
Yeah.
Most recently, it was the Olympian, Eileen Gu.
Yeah, but you're not going to hook up with her.
You're not hooking up with any of yours either.
Okay,
think this is real?
That's not
God.
What I'm
They're not
saying.
Outside. They're not outside right now? Dang it.
None of this is real life.
I know that, but what I'm saying is, let's just say there was a chance and that person was in the studio. You're not going to hook up with another female, right?
No. You're not hooking up with him either.
I get that.
Mm-hmm. So you just want me to name a man?
Yes.
I guess. I don't know. I haven't thought about I need a minute for that one.
It's
I don't know.
The first time Jason has ever told a woman not to name another woman they're interested in.
Right?
So I don't know anything about lesbian
Are you sick? You go get a thermometer.
I don't want to hear you talk about hot guys.
You know,
you're all right, bud.
The thing is, though, it's not surprising because when we zig, he zags.
Exactly.
So
no,
it's
more of, I just know Katie wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't, but I was sticking with the theme.
Okay.
you know.
I mean, Katie, in her day, she may have kissed a girl or two.
So you're saying there's a chance.
You know, back in the day, maybe? I don't know. Hot tub, you know, maybe.
In the hot tub, yeah, sure.
Years ago, I don't know.